Welcome to the Philadelphia branch of Lighthouse Chapel International, under the leadership of the Presiding Bishop Dag Hayward Mill. This denomination has grown with several branches all over the world. We are delighted to come your way with the anointed Word of God, which is able to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned with your heart to receive God's Word through His servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
Second Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Second Timothy 3:16. So let's meditate on this word this week. All right, close your eyes, put your hand on your heart and pray for your heart this morning, that you have a receptive heart as God's word comes. Your heart will be receptive. You'll be open. You will receive whatever God is doing for you or has for you this morning. Open your mouth, pray. I want you to hear yourself pray as we come before the Lord. Yes. Yes. Say, Lord, let my heart be receptive. Let my heart be receptive. Let my heart be receptive towards your word this morning. Jesus, yes. Pray that your heart will be receptive towards not just doctrine, but for correction. Your heart will be receptive towards reproof. Your heart will be receptive towards anything that God has for you this morning. Just pray that prayer. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Glory to your holy name. Yes, in Jesus' name we have prayed. Father, we are so grateful to you this morning. Thank you for a great opportunity to be here, to just listen to your word, to have fellowship with you. We are here not because of any person. We are here because we love you, we love your presence, and we want to hear from you. So speak to us. Speak to us. Teach us. Encourage us. Impart us. Heal us. Deliver us. And thank you that our lives will not be the same. We give you praise and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I want to also welcome all our live Facebook viewers. If you're a church member and you are home because of Facebook, try to come to church because it is also important for you to be in church. The live stream is more for people who cannot come to church. And the word is cannot, so that they can also have the opportunity to be able to watch the service. Amen. So let's continue our series on prayer this morning. Prayer is very, very important. How many of you think you are praying more? Let's see by hands. You think you are praying more? Okay. So those of you who didn't raise your hands, thank you for your honesty. But pray more. You have to pray more. There's no choice. If you don't pray, things you don't like will happen. If you want things that you want to happen, then you got to pray. If you don't pray, things are left to the direction of anything, and it will happen. Like I've said a couple of times, one great man of God said that it is as though God is limited by our prayers. The only limitation we have with God is our prayers. If you don't pray, you limit God. If you don't ask God or give permission to God to do certain things, then those things will not happen. So it's key. It's urgent. And we must take it serious. So why you must pray? Number one, I would go in order as with this is the third Sunday we, and probably the last one, we'll go into other aspects of prayer. Why you must pray? So number one, why you must pray is because God has instructed us to pray, isn't it? Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Pray without stopping all the time. All the time. Driving away the flies, isn't it? Because the flies are always trying to settle on our lives. your nice food that you prepared, your nice life, your nice private life that you have, they are flies. The Lord of the flies, Beelzebub, wants to settle on it. The only way you can keep him off is to keep praying. Is to keep praying. Is to keep praying. Yeah. Listen, most Christians like to play defensive. I know you know football, so I don't like football, but I know there's offensive and defensive. Is it right? Yes, that one I know. Most Christians like to play defensive. They like to wait till they are under attack before they pray. You see? But sometimes when you wait for missiles to hit, yes, maybe when you start praying, you ward it off, but it's hit already. So which one is better? Yes, prevention. Keep the enemy always running away from you. The Bible says that resist the devil and he will what? Flee from you. You know what the word flee means? Flee means to run away as in terror. To run away as in terror. To run away as in terror. The devil is afraid of us. Yeah. It's like snakes. You know, the snake is afraid of you more than you are afraid of it. That's why they hide. But when you see a snake, you jump. And it's more afraid of you. It wants to get away from you. It wants to flee away from you. Amen. Yeah. This weekend we had a convention in with Reverend Justice Church. And we had some encounters with the devil. And it made me see how much the devil is afraid. Yeah. He's running away from me. He says, you are too much. Don't come near. Don't lay hands on me. Yeah. And it's not just for me. It's for everyone. Because we all have that light. And we have the Holy Ghost. Come on now. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, we're going to pray without ceasing. All right. Number two, reason why you must pray is obeying God provokes his vengeance. Obeying God provokes his vengeance. Obeying his command to pray will therefore provoke him to vengeance, isn't it? In 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 6, being in readiness to punish every insubordinate for his disobedience, when your submission and obedience as a church are fully secured and complete. I just read from the Amplified Version. So God is ready to revenge. God is ready to punish. The King James says revenge. God is ready to punish every disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. And your obedience is to his word. And his word says, pray. Pray. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Don't wait for calamity to hit you before you begin to pray. Pray before calamity comes. Pray and ward off calamity. Yes. Hallelujah. Number three, reason why you must pray is because you don't have when you don't pray. Bible says we don't have because we ask not. So when you don't ask, you don't receive, isn't it? So we pray so that we will have. And in Matthew 7:7-8, Bible tells us to ask. And it tells us that everyone that asketh, receiveth. Everyone that asketh, receiveth. Everyone that asketh, receive it. Lift up your right hand and say, when I ask, I receive. Come on, say it with confidence. I believe it. That when I ask, I receive. Yeah. So believe it and pray and ask so that you can receive. So those are what we did so far, isn't it? Let's take another quick one. Why you must pray? Pray. So we have how many? One, two, three. How many? Four. Okay, so this is number five. I'm not doing it in order of my notes, so I had to count it. So number five is that pray. Why you must pray? Pray because prayer makes a difference. Prayer always makes a difference. Prayer makes a difference. When you pray, it makes a difference. Every situation that you are in now, when you begin to pray, it will make a difference. Yeah. Brother Albert, when you begin to pray, you will go to your next level. Yes. Nobody should be satisfied with the level that you are at. Don't accept what you are in. Don't accept your situation. Prayer will change your situation because prayer makes a difference. Amen. James chapter 5. I like the Amplified for this. So James chapter 5, and we'll read verse 13. It says, is anyone among you afflicted? Then it describes, this is why I like the Amplified. Amplified will break down what it means by a particular word. So is any among you afflicted, that is ill-treated, suffering evil? What should he do? Begin to cry? Begin to be depressed? Begin to feel sad? Begin to whine and call for help? Which we do often, isn't it? No. You pray. Is any afflicted? He should pray. He should pray. Is any afflicted? He should pray. That is a solution to affliction. That is a solution to suffering evil. That is a solution to having something not working in your life. You pray until it happens. You pray until it changes. Yes, you pray until it changes. Don't forget what we read in Luke 18, isn't it? Yes. How much more God? When we come to him and we cry day and night, day and night, day and night. You've not even cried day. You've not even started crying night. No. You don't come for all night. On your own, we know you don't pray all night. But God says when we come to him and we cry, we pray day and night, he will avenge us. So he's saying, is anyone afflicted? Are you suffering from something that you should not suffer? Is something happening in your life that should not take place? Is something going wrong in your family? Is something going wrong in your marriage? Is something going on, something in your personal life? The solution is pray. He should pray. He should pray. He should pray. Because prayer makes a difference. Prayer makes a difference. Prayer makes a difference. It makes a difference. And that is why you must pray. Then the second part of the verse says, is anyone glad? No, take back to 13. Is anyone glad at heart? He should sing praises. It's amazing that when we are glad and you are happy, you don't go to your neighbor and say, Pastor, pray for me, I am very happy. We know how to obey this one, isn't it? When you are glad, you sing. Yes. Especially our ladies, our sisters, our mothers, our wives. When they wake up in the morning, they are singing praises. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. The praises in the local, dialect. The thing God has done for me, I bless him. Glad. You don't call for help. The same way, when it is not good, you pray. Jump to verse 16. So this tells us why we should pray. We jump 14, 15, and 16. Then 16 says, confess to one another your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins, and pray also for one another. See, this part we didn't get to yet. Because you can't even pray in your own situation. We are yet to obey this one. We can't pray in our own situation. Yeah. You feel too lazy to pray for yourself. How much more for other people? But he says, pray for one another that ye may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. Now watch, I read all this so we come to the end of this verse, this part. It says, the earnest, heartfelt, continued, not sporadic, not once in a while, not only on Fridays, not only on Thursdays, not once every fortnight, not once a month. It says the heartfelt, continued prayer. Heartfelt. The King James says fervent. Yeah. When you are doing something with fervency, it's a level of seriousness. It shows in the way you approach it. The Bible describes Anna praying because she wanted a child. For a long time, she did not have a child. And she prayed and prayed continuously, heartfelt, fervently. When the prophet walked in and looked at her, it was as though she was drunk, even though it was in the morning. So the prophet said, why are you drinking so much early in the morning? Because his Bible says that her lips moved. You could not hear what, because she was groaning in prayer. That is what works. And God is saying here that the fervent prayer of a righteous man, the heartfelt, groaning prayer. Not this casual thing that you are praying and you are chewing gum, you are praying, and then as you are praying, you're even warming food in the microwave. You are praying, no, but you are warming food in the microwave. That's one of the reasons why we don't like, you know, conference services. You know, we are all on the phone. Yeah. The last time we had to do, because it's known, I said to everyone, respect the time. It's church time. Because when you're at home, you don't concentrate. You can hear noises all over. It's not fervency. That is not fervent prayer. That is not a heartfelt prayer. Your prayer has to be heartfelt. Yeah. It has to come from deep within you. And he said heartfelt, continued. Continued. That is a kind of prayer that makes a difference. And watch what happens. It says, when you pray that the earnest, heartfelt prayer of a righteous man, and you are righteous. Amen. Yes, you are righteous. Lift up your right hand and say, I'm righteous.
I'm righteous.
You see, your righteousness is not of you. Our righteousness is of God. We were made righteous. We became the righteousness of God in Christ. Because of Jesus Christ, God sees us as having a right standing of Him with Him.
Amen.
My righteousness is as righteous as the righteousness of my father, the Bishop Dag. Your righteousness is as righteous as the righteousness of Bishop Dag. Your righteousness is as righteous as the righteousness of Benny Hinn. It is not what you do. And I'll explain it. Don't go too far because I'm about to explain it. Because it's not a ticket to sin. What happens is that we become more and more aware of our righteousness with time. Your awareness of your righteousness grows. But it is not your righteousness that is growing. It is there already. Do you see? It's like having a gadget that you only know how to use part of it. Can have a TV screen. You don't know that a TV screen can do so many things. But with time, oh, this TV, it could do this. Oh, it can't even do this. I can't even watch YouTube on. Oh, it's a smart TV. It can do this. You see, because you didn't know. But that hasn't changed the TV. The TV is as it was the day it was hung up. The day you were born, you were born righteous. The day you were born, you were born righteous. Don't let the enemy cheat you out of this. Because you can say, oh, I'm not righteous. You are righteous. You are righteous. What you need to do is to rise up and walk in that righteousness. And it's no ticket to sin or to continue to live in sin. Because the Bible also says that when you are born of God, the seed of God remaineth in you and you cannot sin. Even not you. You cannot. If you try, it won't work. Yeah. It will simply not work. See, if you are there, you can just lie comfortably. You can just do things comfort. No sense of guilt. And there's something wrong. Something has terribly gone wrong. You need to be revived.
Amen.
Yes, you need to be revived. So we are all righteous. We are all righteous. Our righteousness is of one standard, and that is Jesus Christ. Amen. We in him, that is our righteousness. Amen. That we may be made righteous in him, the righteousness of God in Christ. Amen. So let's go back to that verse again. So he's saying that the heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man or woman, what does it do? It makes tremendous power available. This is why I like the Amplified on this, because it's nicer than the King James. It makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Wow. So when you don't pray, what you are lacking is that you are not making tremendous power, the power of God available. The power of God available. In Ephesians chapter 1, God shows us also that the same power with which he raised Christ from the dead is at work towards us, in us, as a Christian. And God used tremendous power to raise up Christ, because the devil didn't want him to be raised. Because his resurrection was as important as his death. If it ended with his death, we'll be nowhere. But the whole package includes his resurrection, his ascension, and his sitting on the right-hand side of God the Father, where he lived to make intercession for us forever. That is our high priest. And that same power is at work. Now, when you pray, what happens is that that power is made available to you. Tremendous in its work. Powerful power of God. And it is made available to you. Wow. Dynamic in its working. Beloved, that is why you need to pray. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I gotta pray. 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 Yes, you gotta pray. And those of you watching, you gotta pray too. All right, number six, why you must pray. Prayer is part of the whole armor of God. Without it, the armor is incomplete. Yes. Prayer is part of our warfare equipment. It is almost like somebody going to war and leaving bullets behind. You have a big gun, but your bullets are not available because you left your bullet in your bedroom. One day, I was in Ghana, my home country, and I went to the police station. I went to renew my license, my gun license. When I go, I always have to renew it. So, whilst at the place, this police officer comes in. And I was watching him. Then he had, you know, they carry AKs or something like AKs. I don't know what. An automatic rifle. Then he came and then he removed the magazine. The magazine is what holds the bullet. And then, because it's an automatic, it can be firing continuously. So he removed the magazine and then he removed the bullets from it. He counted three bullets. 1, 2, 3. Then he put it on the table. He's checking it in. Then somebody else came in. And then he also came to pick the same three bullets. 1, 2, 3. And put it in his magazine. And then put it in his hand. And then he went away. It means that the whole, all the police officers, they have only three bullets. So if there are seven thieves, 4, 7 minus 3. It means that 4 will go away. That's your life. That's your life. That's your life. Should I give you another example? It's like you buying a car. And then say, I put gasoline in it. I've put brake fluid in it. I even have all the fluids. The windshield fluid, the other fluid. But you don't want to put gasoline in it. You have a car. How can the car work? Can the car work? Or if you have gasoline, but you don't have engine oil. The car will go within 2 miles. You try driving your car without oil. Yeah. Our ladies, they don't check oil. They don't know even where the dipstick is. They just drive. So if you're a husband, if you don't check your wife's oil, Kofi, you have to, you do it yourself. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying every man. Some women can do it. Some people don't know. He's like, do you know where the dipstick is? Are you sure? Piero, you show her. Oh, you're a good man. A good man. I haven't shown my wife because I want her to always depend on me and say, honey, it's a trick. Wow. But you need it. You need it. You have to have the complete armor. Ephesians chapter 6. Let's do this and we are ending. Ephesians chapter 6. I'll use the King James this time. Ephesians chapter 6. Let's read from verse 12. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That's not who we're warring against. I think we've emphasized that already many times, isn't it? But what are we wrestling against? We're wrestling against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness, not just wicked, but spiritually wicked. That is why when you don't pray. Wow. Yeah, and Americans don't pray. And people who live in America don't pray. I heard a great prophet, very well-known prophet. What's his name again? The guy who says, if you need prayer, you should go to an African pastor. Prophet Bryant, yeah. Seriously, preaching at a big convention, preaching to Americans. Yeah. Because he's visited Ghana. He said, if you're a Christian and you need prayer, look for an African prayer. These days when you hear bishop pray, this is it, it's finished. Finished. When we finish that, I'm relieved. That's the word. I'm relieved. Yes. Hey, Brother Andrew, they are spiritual. Wicked, not just wicked. There are spirits that want to look. And let me tell you something. You see, America will rationalize.
Thank you.
They are here. The white spirits, they are more wicked than even black spirits. Don't go by color. Yes. You don't pray. Wicked spirits, that is why we are wrestling again. Wicked spirits that don't want you to prosper. Wicked spirits that don't want you're married to work. Wicked spirits that don't want you to have children. Wicked spirits that want your children to go wayward. Wicked spirits that have that. You have to deal with them one by one. Amen. I like the anaconda spirit thing. Anaconda spirit. Wriggling. Serpentine spirit. So this American prophet said, if you want prayer, look for American prayer. Because you have Africans, we pray. We don't joke. Yes. How many white churches have all night? Not common. Not many American churches have. Yeah. Friday, I'm going to preach in a church. I've never been there, but I was invited this Friday. Yeah. And they say their theme is Jeremiah 29:11. I know of the thoughts, the plans that I have for you. Plans of good to bring you to an expected end. Hey. You can't sit at an expected end, Ukambo. No. No. I'm telling you, I've seen it. The people who do well in ministry, the people who do well as Christians, the people who do, they are always on their knees praying. That is what makes a difference.
It's a wicked spirit. Somebody say wicked spirit. Spiritual wickedness in high places, not low, high places. So he says, because of that, verse 13, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor. Somebody say whole armor. It didn't say part of the armor. Underline that in your Bible. If you are using an electronic Bible, highlight it. Whole armor. Not part armor. Not partial armor. Some of us, we are dressed in partial armors. That's not the topic today. But I want to show you that prayer is part of the armor. So he says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. There is an evil day. There's a day that the devil attacks you. How many of you have felt attacked before by the devil? Oh yeah, he attacks. And he's going to attack, keep attacking until we go to heaven. Wow. Yeah. He attacked Jesus Christ all the time. He met him hungry. Turned this bread into, this stones into bread. When he was hungry. Easy way out. That did not end. He fought him throughout. Even when he was hanging on the cross, he was still fighting him. Satan will fight you to the very end. Wicked spirits will fight you to the very end. Yeah. All the time. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. That ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. This also means that when you don't have the whole armor, you can't stand. You can't stand. When your strength is small, you can't stand. Then he says, stand therefore. Now he's telling us what the components of the armor are, isn't it? Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. With truth. With truth. Amen. Not just telling the truth or not lying, but truth. Truth also is a word. Thy word is truth. Amen. Your loins get about with truth. Amen. Stand therefore, having your loins get about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Then it says 18, praying always. Praying always. With all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance. Watching thereunto with all perseverance. Perseverance does not connote a single episode. Perseverance does not connote just a double episode. Perseverance connotes a continuous episode. Several. Watching thereon, that same area, praying with all perseverance. And all supplication for all saints. Listen, when you don't pray, you are open. When you don't pray, you are open. And there are people in this church who don't pray. Many people do not pray. You're a nice sister, a nice brother, but that is not what is going to make you. See? And I see in your lives things that need to be ward off. Sometimes I'm so burdened, I pray for people. We pray for people. Yeah, if you were here this the last all night we had, we spent 90% of the time praying for you as you were sleeping at home. Pray for church members. Amen. You see, but you have to help. Rise up and pray. There is nothing in your life that cannot change. Amen. Everything in your life that you don't like can change. Amen. You are getting things you don't like because you don't pray. And develop the habit of prayer. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hand on your heart and begin to pray for your heart. Begin to pray for your heart. Begin to pray for your heart. Jesus. Pray for your heart. Karabayada raba. Sopele makatapayade. Shekotopalabahada. Lakotopahalianda. Siprete kalashikatapa. Lestombroti palimados. Lestombroti palimazopretapa. Chapa kapa kayade. Yes, 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 yes. Make us people of prayer. Make us people of prayer. Make us people of prayer. In the name of Jesus, I curse any spell, any curse, anything of the enemy, blindness, deception, whatever the enemy has put over our lives that make us even demean, make even prayer a demeaning thing and prayer something that we don't like to do much. I curse it in Jesus, wither and die, 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 wither and die in Jesus' name. Father, release the spirit of prayer over your people. Release the spirit of prayer over your people. Release the spirit of prayer, oh God, on this church. Release it, oh God, over this church. Let it be said, oh God, that this is a church of prayer. For your house is a house of prayer. Your house is a house of prayer. Let it be said that everyone amongst us are people who pray in the name of Jesus. And thank you. Thank you. Take us to the place where we will pray fervently, 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 Lord, with results. Tremendous power available, dynamic in its working in our individual lives and in the church. We thank you. We bless you. We thank you. We bless you. We thank you. We bless you in Jesus' name. Every head still bowed, every eye closed, don't look around. If you are here today, you want to say, Pastor, pray with me, pray for me. I'm not too sure about my salvation. I don't know where I'm going when I die. You're not sure. I want you to be sure. Just lift up your hand and I'll pray for you. You're not sure whether you're a Christian. You're not sure whether you're born again. Being born again does not even make sense to you. You want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my life to Christ. Oh, you are here today and you know that you got born again. You said the sinner's prayer a while ago, but you are not walking the way you ought to walk. And you want to say, Pastor, pray for me. Pray with me. I want to dedicate my life to God. I want to rededicate my life to God and walk in the newness of life. Just lift up that hand and I'll pray for you. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I see your hand. I see your hand. Jesus, I see your hand. I see your hand. Don't look around, please. Don't make it uncomfortable for anyone. God will help you. God sees that desire. God sees that desire. And God will help you. Say this after me. Say, Lord Jesus. Everyone, say, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your love for me. Thank you that you always love me. This morning I come to you just as I am, with all my shortcomings, with all the things that I'm doing that are not right with you. I ask for forgiveness. Cleanse me. Wash me. Sanctify me by the blood of Jesus. And Lord Jesus, I accept you today as the Lord of my life. I dedicate my life to you. Be my King. Be my healer. Be my deliverer. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Every head still bowed, every eye closed, don't look around. If you are sick in any part of your body, just place your hand wherever it is. God is going to heal you. God is going to heal you. If it's a place that you can't put your hand on, put your hand on your heart. And even if you're not sick, for health, put your hand on your heart. Father, thank you that healing is a children's bread. Healing is our bread. It is our right as Christians by covenant. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I curse the roots of sicknesses amongst your people. Sicknesses and situations in our bodies that shorten life. In Jesus' name. 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 Wither and die. Every cancerous cell, every malignant cell, any cell in our body that is abnormal, that does not belong, I curse it right now. in Jesus' name. And I speak for the health and life. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive life from the top of your head to the soles of your feet right now. Shaka papa la ba ya pa la ba. Le poro bo si pa la ba ta pa de de shinkoda. Rapayende si proteda. Thank you. Thank you for miracles of healings and deliverances in our lives. We thank you. We bless you. And for those of you also watching, God bless you and receive your miracle in Jesus' name. And all the saints shall say, amen.